friend?
Hello. This is the Pizza Time Podcast. I'm your host, Henry. Today, in the booth, we have a very special guest. Please introduce yourself.
Hello. My name is Reginald. I am part of the Creepypasta Mythos podcast. I do all of the technical work for Mr. Andre Borgia. Take it away, Mr. Onry.
Yeah, we have Steven in here.
Hey! What's up?
I don't know what that entrance was.
I hope it's very crispy in people's ears.
Oh yeah, you're gonna hear all the mouth sounds and my heavy breathing.
And you're gonna hear, if you can hear, I don't know if you can hear.
You might hear a lawnmower in the background.
Yeah, there's a lawnmower in the background.
Authenticity, so. You know, we're just a small podcasting group here.
Heck yeah. But we're big in heart.
Exactly.
And big in hands.
And feet.
And socks.
And fingers.
Lawnmower.
But anyways, yeah, thank you for coming back.
Tuning in? Technically.
Is it tuning? You just choose it.
I mean, back in the day, you would tune in.
I know what the expression means,
yeah,
I'm
like,
just saying.
Like in the 1832, you would tune in.
I don't think you even had radios in 18.
How do you know? Were you born in 1831?
How would you know? Were you born ever? Are you even here? What if it's really What if it's just me talking to myself, pretending to do a voice that sounds like yours?
Man, I wish you would actually talk by yourself and actually post the ones that you are by yourself.
No, they sound too... I sound like a madman.
And? Look at all the madmen in the world. Joker. And look where he... Look what he became, and look what he has made.
Well, he doesn't have any of his father's love... Well, I don't have that either.
Yeah, same.
He... Holy shit. Am I the Joker?
Yeah.
I do have a half-brother out there.
Somewhere.
Anyways. Yes.
Speaking of half-brothers, I said hat-brothers.
Hat-brothers. Are we half-brothers, bro?
I'm not wearing a hat, but yes. Speaking of half-brothers, we're going to think about deaths today. Deaths in the family. Deaths in...
Oh, that's a good transition.
In everything.
Deaths in the family is what they called when Robin died.
Oh, yeah, this podcast is about, you know, Marvel Comics, right?
I like how you say that, too, and you're wearing a Captain America shirt.
Exactly.
You garbage human being.
I'm so sorry that Captain America has made more money than all Batman movies put together.
Actually, no.
Probably has.
No?
Look it up.
I don't feel like...
We'll look this up after, and then you post it on Instagram if I'm right, okay?
Sure.
Any movie that Captain America was in...
You said Captain America movies.
Look,
exactly.
Yeah, so
Captain America movies.
Any movies he was in,
no, that
he
doesn't
is in the
count.
Movie.
He's
okay,
in, like,
then
10.
Then don't count any Batman movies that Batman is part of something else, like Justice League or the other ones.
I wasn't going
okay,
to.
Okay, good.
The Nolan Batmans alone
just making sure.
Wipe out
just
the,
making
the
sure.
trilogy of Captain Americas.
You win there.
All right.
You win.
Anyway, so as we were saying before, we are going to be talking about the most impactful, be it sad, shocking, and just random deaths that we could think of. We have a lot, but...
It looks like Pac-Man took a dump and, like,
can
that's
you
just
shut
a...
the hell
I'm
up?
I'm sorry, we're also talking about the Xbox Series X and the PS5 that was just announced and how sexy the PS5 looks. And how
I'm still not getting
blocky. That's fine. I don't care. I'm just trying to tell
the thing is, you seem to really
no,
care.
You can own your
you're,
refrigerator
you're,
all
you're
you want.
You're getting
so care.
Mad at me.
No,
I'm,
no,
I'm not attacking your PS5.
You better not.
Thing.
You can't. You can't attack
like
a router.
It.
A router gives you internet.
And a fridge gives you food and happiness.
I know. I can tell. I can look at you and see that.
Wow. I've actually lost weight, you dick.
I'm sorry. My titties are saggy. Anyways... So, I'm going to kill you like I killed these people in what we're about to talk about now, Tao Talk.
What?
Huh?
Good lord. Right, oh, I'm sorry this isn't scripted like your podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have millions of stories that people have made, and I can just read them.
Oh, so you're unoriginal. Thanks. Cool.
I have made a couple of my own.
Really? Have you?
Yes.
What are they called?
I can't. They're on my Patreon.
Oh, you have a Patreon?
Yeah, yeah.
So you think you're better than me?
Sometimes.
Oh. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, the death of your podcast is next. That's actually my number one thing. I just didn't want to keep it a secret. It's a pizza podcast.
Anyways, yeah, we chose five deaths that impacted us personally. Well, not, I don't know, personally.
Kind of. When you were a kid, I mean.
When you were a kid and like these days now.
It might freak you out or.
But yeah, there's a lot of deaths that I personally have. I'm also a hella emotional dude. I cry during movies and TV shows and whatnot. Why did you have to say that?
Hmm?
Anyways.
I cough, I'm sorry.
No, shut up. But yeah. So, it could be, we just chose five that, like, we thought were very impactful.
Yeah.
Ah, stop touching me.
I didn't touch you, man.
You touched my knee.
I was trying to put my arm on this thing.
Sir, I'm going to call HR.
Ha! Alright, so how do you want to start this off? You want me to start? Since I'm your guest, and, you know, you should let your guest start first like you always do, but you never do it for me.
Because you literally created this shit with me.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You first.
No, you first. No, now, because
you, no, you first.
No, you first.
No, you first. You go. All right, fine. I'll start it off first. Well, the first one I have, it's.
I would say go 5-1, though, right?
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is making
don't
sure.
tell me what to do. You get you. You told me go ahead. Now I'm gonna start from the three.
I'm going 3-5-2-4-1.
No, I'm gonna go 3-1-7.
How dare
6-5.
You?
Anyways.
The audacity.
So I'm gonna move one up. I'm gonna put GTA 4. This is a video game death. Again, spoilers alert coming ahead towards you. Not a lot of people have... Well, probably a lot of people have played this game, but if you haven't...
It was very huge at a certain point in time.
Just like me, but it's a very... No, I'm not huge. It's a very good game. It got a 10 out of 10. It is a masterpiece. But towards the end of the game, your cousin Roman, again, spoilers, is about to get married to his girl that you've met her from the beginning. And, She's Hispanic.
Damn right.
So, in
she's
a way,
hot,
yes.
Yeah. Nice.
And they're about to get married. Now, depending on which side you picked on to do what certain mission, Roman ends up dying. And I didn't know this. And when I first played the game, I was like, all right, well, I'll do this mission over here. Blah, 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 blah. Then I get to the wedding. And by the time you get to the wedding, there's a shootout. And your cousin, Roman, gets shot in the gut. And he dies in front of you. And it's, like, really sad. And I was like, oh, my God. And I didn't know that, you know, when I played it again, I did another mission. And then I got his wife dies. Or, like, his future wife was going to die. So, or, no. It's not his wife. It's your girlfriend dies. And I was like, I don't care for that bitch. She can die. But,
that's,
but.
It's like not family, though.
But Roman, man. Roman's super cool. He's like, hey, cousin, you want to go bowling? That's the reason why my username on, like, Steam and stuff is want to go bowling. Because I got it so much from that it was such an impactful moment for me as a this game came out in 2009, so I was what year 13? Are we at? 11? Yes.
13. 14.
Yeah, you're getting math. Yeah, I was 13 years old.
Never heard that before.
It's okay. I got you.
Thank you.
But that hurt me as a kid. I cried when that part happened. Very sad. And yeah. So that's go play GTA 4. Thanks.
I remember the strip club.
Shut up, Ashley, my dear. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, there is a strip club.
Hell yeah.
I mean, they all have strip clubs.
They all do. Do you remember the old pixelated boobies from
San Andreas? The worst one was actually, there was no strip club in 3. Not that I've searched for it. There was a strip club in...
I never played 3.
3 was my favorite one. The Vice City had one. The boobs were like literally squares and triangles.
That's hot.
It's really weird. And then San Andreas had it a little bit better. 4 was okay. 5, you can actually see boobies.
High five.
High five! But yes, so GTA. Go play it. Also, GTA is coming out for PS5, and everyone is disliking it right now because they're just milking that damn dead horse until it's dead.
Oh, yeah, I was hearing about that.
People are pissed right now.
They're like, just, you had all this time to make a new game.
And it's like, hey, GTA 5's coming out again for the PS5 and Xbox One. Just letting you guys know, and everything's going to carry over. Now it's just become a casual game. Nobody freaking cares about it.
I mean, they did have that, like, meme war thing with the purple versus the...
Purple versus green aliens. Yeah. Dude, that was pretty funny. And that's going to keep going on. And I'm done. Go ahead. What is your number five?
My number five was the first death I really saw in the Star Wars The Clone Wars TV show that I'm like, oh my god, that was intense.
Well, how intense was it?
So picture this.
Okay.
Padme has just gone to the banking clan's home planet. She has a few clone troopers there for protection, right? Then I don't know where the separatists. Well, I mean,
separatist, terrorist,
Tacoma.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so then, I don't know, it was a trap, and the Separatist fleet starts to come in, and she's trapped, but before they get there, the clones fight really hard.
Are they called Separatists because they intercept things?
No, I think they're Separatists because they just separated from the Republic.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not really
a Very Republic. Original.
It's not an original name.
Right? I know. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was thinking that.
Yeah. And that's actually a really dumb name.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking about it more. I was like, Separatists is because they're separate from, you know, like what you just said, or are they intercepting plans that are against the government?
No. I don't know.
Was that the lawnmower? Go ahead.
Maybe.
So Padme was about to go up to some tower.
She was actually stuck in a tower.
Okay, perfect.
So it was cool. But so anyway, so her clones start fighting all these droids off.
I heard clothes.
Clones.
I know. I heard clothes. Was her clothes fighting?
Did I interrupt you when you were talking about your?
No, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
Are you good now?
I'm fine.
Are you good?
I've been good.
Been good. Shut up. Okay. Anyways, so the clones start fighting very hard, but they're getting wiped out, and then finally, like, there's just one dude left.
Uh-huh.
I can't. Don't look at me. Stop. This is actually an emotional-ass death.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
It was like a last stand moment. This man was, like, against, I'd say, about 50 droids, and that's he got the... Shut up. He got his light, like the machine gun, and just started gunning them down.
Uh-huh.
Then they circled him.
And then they did things to him?
No, they just shot him, like, a lot. His final words were for the Republic, which was, like, badass.
For the Republic!
Yeah.
And then he's like, dee, 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 dee. And all the droids are like, roger, roger. Pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew. Then, it sucks, because they get really close, and they just start shooting him. And he's still kind of shooting a little, but then he's just like,
and then just... Do they show blood?
You know, in Star Wars, they don't, because it cauterizes the wound immediately with the blaster.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, in the original, like, Episode 4, they didn't, because they couldn't think of that.
That's pretty cool.
Why'd you get so...
Yeah, because I was about to say, in Episode 4, when he cut off the R, there's, like, blood.
Yeah, they didn't think about that, but, like, think about it, then...
That lightsaber was just weak.
Don't you ever talk about Obi-Wan Kenobi's lightsaber like that?
That was actually... Yeah, it is Obi-Wan's, right?
Obi-Wan's kind
of... Yeah, so I was thinking it was Anakin's. No, it is Anakin's.
It's not Anakin's.
Think about it.
Obi-Wan used his lightsaber.
But the one he found inside the treasure, when he opens it, that's Anakin's.
Yeah, but he didn't use that to cut the dude's arm off.
You sure?
Yeah, because Luke had the lightsaber hit on him.
I don't know. I think it's Anakin's.
And I think you're ugly.
A lot of people do.
But anyway, so that was the first time you're like, oh, snap, these are actual people. And they're fighting hard for the cause they believe in. And
real hard.
And yeah, just very, very emotional scene.
You made it seem very emotional.
Doesn't help that while on the side, you're just fake jacking off.
No, and then there's a lawnmower in the back.
And there's a lawnmower in the back.
All right, don't interrupt me because I'm doing my number four.
Okay? Yeah, let's see how weird it is.
All right, you remember the movie, that rabbit who framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, yeah, the... Half cartoon, half real.
Yeah. What was the dude's name that played Mario Bros? Because he was in the Mario Bros movie.
No, he's British.
Is he really British?
He's British.
No, but the other guy.
Which other guy?
The Hispanic guy.
Oh, Luigi.
Yeah, John Leguizamo. That's what I was saying. He played with him. Yeah, Leguizamo. I don't know.
You know, your jokes don't work.
I don't know, man. I don't know his name. My jokes always work. Okay?
No, they don't. They don't know what you're pointing
at. All right.
He was pointing at his dick.
I was pointing at my legs. Anyways. But yeah, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? The whole movie's pretty good. It's just towards the end. Because I guess that villain that killed his brother back years ago.
What, the doc from... from Back to the Future.
Was it him?
Yeah, it was him.
Oh, okay. I knew... Okay, cool. It was him. But yeah, Doc from Back to the Future, he's like, I killed your brother! Blah! And his eyeballs are, like, popping out, but, like, that cartoon form. And he's, like, floating towards the dude. And I was like, what the freak? So watching that, I think I watched it in Ecuador. And that scared me even more because it was in Spanish.
Oh, and they made the voice in Spanish, they made the high pitch.
Yeah, they made him so high pitch. So I was like, what the freak is that? And I was freaking out. And I had dreams that night about that stupid monster thing. And I woke up like in a cold sweat. And I fell back to sleep. Then I woke up again to it. And then I didn't go to sleep until the rest of the night. And then, yeah, I was traumatized for 2 days. I couldn't sleep. That was it. Madam? Sir? Sorry.
Did you just assume?
I didn't. I didn't. I'm a knight. That's why I said both.
The Queen's Royal Navy.
That's why I said both.
My number four, I think I'm going to change it. It was General Zod.
Yay. Whoever said that.
You know, now it's going to be General Zod.
No, I mentioned General Zod.
No, so I was thinking about it.
It's okay.
Yeah, no. The one... This one's not going to be much of, like, explaining. It's just for me. I remember as a kid, it, like, scared the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
It was Johnny Depp's death in Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, Friday the 13th. No, no.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street. When he's in the bed?
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah.
Like, I didn't... I remember I was, like, in and out, because my older cousins were watching the movie.
Yeah.
And I was, like, what, like 8 or 7, I don't know.
Two, like, 5.
Maybe. Okay. I was hella childish, but I just... maybe I was a fetus. But I was walking in and out of the room as a fetus.
Nice. Sounds
but hard. I was that. But I remember they're like, Henry, either stay here or watch a movie or don't. I'm like, no, it's scary. So yeah, I just like scared. Go play like some N64 in the other room.
Wow. You know, that's taking some nostalgic trip right there.
It really is, you know. I was, you know, yeah. A god in Mario Kart, but whatever.
Yeah, not anymore.
Don't start this.
Get clapped.
Don't start this.
Just letting you know.
I'm about to Luigi all over your time.
All right. That's cool.
Anyways. So then I just kept going in and back, and then finally like, hey, you're going to stay and watch this then. I'm like, okay. I regret that decision. As a child, I should not have been watching those types of films. And the first thing I see is Johnny Depp laying in his bed. And then out of nowhere, this man gets like sucked in it. And a damn pool, like a pool geyser.
Just everywhere.
I screamed and I left the room. To this day, I don't know how this that movie ends.
What a pansy.
And I don't want to, but I just remember that scarred me as a child.
You should watch it with me.
Sure.
It's not scary. It's actually really not scary.
So. Okay. Isn't like Freddy racist?
It is scary. Huh? No, he isn't. He's a pedophile. Oh, that's the newer ones.
No. I just remember there was like apparently like a joke about it that Freddy versus Jason, I think, he had the choice to choose... A black girl and a white girl ran away, and he said, "Oh, dark meat."
I don't remember that. It's probably in the movie, but
and like apparently really people know. Were like more upset that he was racist other than like a fucking murderer,
a fucking pedophile. I don't know, maybe, but yeah, it's a funny movie, but it is scary for kids and Henry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also the guy that's scared of Jurassic Park, so.
Why didn't you put that?
I don't... Oh, I was about to say. I don't remember any deaths there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude got eaten on the toilet.
Perfect.
I never wanted to use a public toilet again. What if there's a dinosaur?
There is. There's always a dinosaur hiding in your toilet.
Thanks for that, bro. All
right, my turn. You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
You don't want to do the toilet one?
I mean, I kind of just said it. I'm scared of dinosaurs. It's, you know, I think they'll eat. I just have the biggest fear of being eaten.
Okay. Cool. There will be blood, though, if you get eaten.
There will be blood.
Yeah, that's the next movie. It's not really shocking or anything. I just like Daniel Plainview and the actor... What's his name?
Paul. Daniel Day-Lewis?
Daniel Day-Lewis, there we go. Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis is a great actor. Super good movies. I think he played as a schizophrenic, or like somebody that has something palsy? Cerebral palsy. And he was like, yeah! Like, he was... That movie's something.
He also played Lincoln.
That movie was okay. Lincoln. But yeah, he beats some dude up named Eli in the end. And he's like, So if you guys ever see him, he kind of looks like my dad, which is scary.
Eli or Daniel?
Daniel Day-Lewis. Especially all greasy towards the end.
That is
and
true.
Old. And if my dad grew his mustache...
I've never seen your dad with a mustache.
I want him to grow it. But if he grew it, he would look just like that. An oily old man. With, like, black... jet black hair and, like, white coming off to the sides. But anyways, he beats up Eli and... In the greatest way possible by a club. What's it called?
The bowling ball. Pin.
Yeah, the bowling pin. That's what it's called. But before he did it, he had his iconic...
Greatest speeches ever.
His iconic speech of, I drink your milkshake! I drink it up! And then he beats him. So,
I have mine.
We just touched toes.
All the way over here.
Yeah, and mine stretches all the way over here. And blah, blah, blah. And then he beats up Eli. And it is a sad day for Eli. And then once he's done, what does he say, Henry?
I'm finished!
So, after that, I mean...
I think...
He was done.
Yeah, because it's... Well, one, because the whole movie, you wanted the Eli guy to die.
Yeah.
Like, he sucked.
So, it was pretty nice, but I didn't think he was going to die. And then when he did, I was like, oh, nice. That's good. That movie's great, though. I freaking love There Will Be Blood. And if you guys haven't seen it, go see it. It's... I think it's on Netflix. But yeah, I'm done. That's my number three.
You're finished?
I'm finished!
My number three would have to be Logan.
From, the Logan. DC movie?
Logan from Logan.
Logan!
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 Logan, come here!
You will not put me on that boat, Logan!
Come on, come on! Oh, wait. Oh, I'm Hugh Jackman. Come here. I'm giving you medicine.
I'm going to give you these claws, mate.
Come here, mate. Here's your medicine.
Can you imagine if Wolverine spoke like an Australian?
He did. Remember, he didn't know how to talk like a Wolverine or act like a Wolverine. He acted like a cat. He's like, meow. Meow.
Meow, mate.
Meow, mate. I'll start dancing.
Vegemite.
I bet when, he went back playing as the Greatest Showman, it was like, oh, finally, I get to be a movie star and an actor and a performer at the same time.
Because that's what he used to do. Is he ever, like, naturally Australian in things?
They
made
Logan,
him British.
Wasn't Logan Australian?
No, he's Canadian.
Oh, is he? Yeah, he was. Because he was in Project X.
From Canada.
Yeah. Canadians.
Canada. Like the one Canadian viewer is like, I've had enough of this shit, eh?
He goes, oi, mate.
Did you say oi?
No. He goes, oh. What do Canadians say? I forgot it's South Park.
I don't like this guy, eh?
They go, hey, there we go. That's
hey, bud.
They go, hey, that wasn't really nice.
You can screw off with that, bud.
Hey, I'm going to talk to you later.
I'm going to have a nice friendly chat, eh? Holds hockey stick.
Yes. But yes. Yeah, Logan, so what was upset about?
I think for me is one, it was like, he's the longest standing superhero.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, so one, 17 years as Wolverine.
Yeah, he
so,
had,
yeah, and as a kid, you remember watching all the X movies, and you didn't want to be the nerd with the glasses.
And you saw, him becoming buffer and buffer.
Oh my, more ripped.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm like, ha, that doesn't look right.
Yeah, no. He had a body.
Because the first movie, he just looked normal.
Looked like a pencil.
I mean, he had like a little bicep, and
he looked like a normal Australian person.
Basically, you know, fighting off the dingoes.
Yeah, exactly.
And the ruse.
Aussies.
God, the Australians are going to hate us after this.
I don't think you have Australian viewers.
Hopefully not. Well, no. Did I just say hopefully not? I said hopefully I do.
No, he meant it.
I meant hopefully
I do. He meant hopefully not. He hates Australians.
I don't hate Australians. I love the Australians.
I don't know about that.
You guys have the Crocodile Hunter. You guys
had.
Wow.
Had. All right? Had. Don't give them hope. Had. Thank you.
That's just rude. Also, one of my favorite podcasts of all time is our two Australian dudes talking.
You probably won't be able to understand them, so it's just...
I understand them very well.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I master the English language, Holmes. But anyway, back to Logan. So it was hella emotional. One, he's also killed by himself. Like, you realize no one can kill him but himself.
They did the Terminator thing.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was also really emotional because he finally had a moment with his daughter. And it paid off the one line that the one chick that could tell how you're going to die. Remember from, what was it, The Wolverine?
Yeah.
Yeah, she said you're going to die with your hand in your heart. Or your heart in your hand.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Did he die like that?
Technically. His heart was is now his little girl. Bleep that out.
I'm not bleeping anything out. This is your podcast.
Jesus, man. But, no, it was very nice. It was...
You've said worse, and you haven't even bleeped it out. I've heard it before, too. Not it's 2020. Like... I'm not offended by anyone. Good. I love the gays and everyone. They can all do whatever they want to do.
The way you worded that made me so uncomfortable.
I'm not gay. Why are you gay?
Who says I am gay?
You are gay. Those are memes. When we joke about everyone. We joke about ourselves. We're not focusing on anyone.
You're going to get me canceled.
Except the Australians. I don't want them.
I love the Aussies. Plus, your women are beautiful.
I can't neither confirm nor deny. I have a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. She'd kill you.
Again, I can't neither confirm nor deny.
Just, all right. Just blink twice if you're scared right now.
No one could see.
No one cares about that joke. But yeah, it really hurt. One very long-standing hero too, because my mom used to love going to the X-Men movies, so she'd always take me to see, like, not the premieres, because, you know, that's long lines and Mexican women are impatient.
They are. So I know
we waited like a week or something. I know
they are. They're very impatient.
But we'd go. I can't deny that.
Mine is very efficient.
Yeah, my former ones also. But, yeah.
Yes, very.
Right? But, yes.
And round.
No, they weren't. I mean, they are now, but back in the day now.
Okay. All right.
Which one? Hold up. No, we'll have this discussion another time.
The other one? The second one?
Just keep going. Logan. But, yeah. So, it also hurt a lot because, you know, again, I used to watch those movies with my mom all the time back when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So, now to see the end of a whole... I guess that's kind of the end of the whole X-Men era, yeah.
You should mute your phone.
And you should shut up.
No, I...
But yeah, it was very sad, because I don't count the Phoenix crap or whatever the hell happened.
Phoenix was a better movie than Logan. Just
did you watch it?
I watched it with you.
No. The bad X-Men movie.
The Phoenix.
The last one?
I watched it with
we
you.
We did not watch it together.
Oh, then I watched it with Ashley and Melanie.
Okay, yeah, because I watched it alone. That's all I know. it was like, I was on, like, on my TV, then I'm like, oh, I look stuff on my laptop. I'm like, I'll just watch the movie. Oh my god, it sucked.
It was very bad. I think the ending still sucked, but it was cool.
Oh yeah, I mean,
but the whole movie else.
Visually, it looked pretty cool. At times.
If it was like copying Fantastic Four, yeah, sure.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, the
but anyway, so the end of the...
I think Apocalypse was better than that one.
Oh, God.
And that one was trash, bad. Too.
Mouth
what
sounds.
What's that noise? Is that a lawnmower coming out of your mouth?
You know me, bro. But yeah, so number three, Logan. Got me really sad.
It's okay.
I think I actually cried.
All right. I cried, too. Yeah, no, I actually did cry. Just because I love Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
But not because he's Australian. Anyways, number two is...
Wait, do you hate Russell Crowe?
I love Russell Crowe. Is he Australian?
You serious?
Yeah, he's Australian. All right, I love the Aussies again. I love Russell Crowe. All right, my second one was Red Dead Redemption 1 and 2. But, I mean, John Marston dies in the first one, and the second one, Arthur dies. And then, leading up to the second one, building the house with John is just very sad because you know he's going to die. But I cut that one out because I didn't want to explain all of it. But it was more of Gustavo, again, warning, spoiler alert for, what's that show called? Breaking Bad. If you haven't watched it, Gustavo is the main drug lord on season 4. And he gets blown up and a guy in a wheelchair.
Was it the one where like half of his face is gone?
And half of his face is gone. So he's like, ding, 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 ding. And it blows up and he comes out and I was like, no way he's still alive. The thing is they're doing a shot from the side. And then there's a zoom up on him. And half of his face is gone, and then he just drops on the floor. And then you hear, my boy, Heisenberg, go,
don't worry about him.
Or something like that on the phone, and then he kills him. But yeah, that was an amazing moment. I exploded. And that's it. That's all I gotta say.
I just remember I know that because I saw it on Watch Mojo.
Yeah, top 10 shocking moments on like TV. That. Did you steal this segment from?
No.
Watch Muju. You probably did. Anyways, number two for
and
you.
Today we're going to be talking. By the way, I have information. Russell Crowe's not Australian. He's from New Zealand. He just lives in Australia.
So you lied to me.
Kind of.
I hate the Aussies.
I no. love New Zealand.
I love New Zealand. I want them only. No, I don't hate Australians. They are nice people. And have they gave us Hugh Jackman. Yeah, I did.
Really?
I'm trying to keep it so that people won't think
I hate Australians.
Anyways, number two for you.
Number two for me is going to have to be Bubba from Forrest Gump.
Bubba Gump Shrimp?
Bubba Gump Shrimp. We got Bart. Crawfish. I forget. Shrimp. Fried shrimp. Grilled shrimp.
You have to say it like shrimp. He does. He's like that.
I can't move my lip like her.
Fried shrimp.
He did. Because he had a very big overbite.
He did. Not the actor, though. The actor was normal. Like, I think he showed up like in Modern Warfare. I think he's one of the dudes in the
back. Really?
No. I'm just Australians. Anyways.
But yeah, again, I think as a when I was younger, this is the first time I ever felt really sad watching a movie.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because think about it. It's like, one, also, that was a long movie.
That's too long of a movie.
Oh, my God, it was long.
As a kid, I was pissed off because I was like, when does this movie end?
I didn't mind it. I saw boobs. So.
You did. Yeah, there is.
With Lieutenant Dan.
That is true. Hey, what are your sea legs, Lieutenant Dan? I lost them, Forrest. I lost them a long time ago. He's always pissed. Yeah. You're reminding me of Oscar the Grouch.
But yeah, so I got really, like, I just remember that, like, he had a best friend named Bubba, and they're both not all there, so it was really cool. They're both just really...
They're stupid.
They're both very dumb, but at the same time, that's what you need. You need someone that,
gives you shrimp. Talks about shrimp all day. Just imagine that.
But you also have to find someone that'll listen to someone talk about shrimp all day.
And Forrest, he's talking about shrimp, Forrest's like, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh.
Forrest is just there.
He's like cleaning his weapon. He's like, well, yeah. So that sounds amazing. He's cleaning his gun, not his actual gun. Never mind.
Why are you like this?
I want to make your podcast nice, more vibrant.
So we talk about dicks.
I didn't say that. He's cleaning his gun. What are you freaking you talking about? You're nasty, Tovar. You know that?
Okay. Sure.
You're nasty. Anyways. Number one?
I was about to retort in the way that my cousin does.
What?
That's not what your mom said.
I'm sick and tired of these mom jokes. It's 2020.
You're the one that does it more than me, bro.
That's Gene.
No, you do the same thing.
Your mom.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, you done with
but Bubba I'm not. Sure? But yeah, so again, it was really sad when you get to see Forrest lose like his best friend for his first friend he's had in a while, I guess.
His only friend.
Because think, if the whole movie, everyone just kind of hates him.
And his only friend was Jenny, technically.
And not even, she was...
And she abandons him.
She abandons him, and then she also uses him.
Sexually.
Sexually and in other ways, too. Hey, I have AIDS. Take this AIDS, baby.
Yeah.
By the way, you have AIDS now.
Yeah, he's like, okay. But he doesn't die. I think he just got HIV.
Probably.
And then the kid came out with AIDS.
But, how rude is that?
Or maybe she got AIDS afterwards.
No.
And then had the kid.
No, she had AIDS before, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know, because the kid probably would have been on some medication or dead if he had AIDS.
If she had AIDS?
And if the thing is...
You give your baby AIDS?
You can, but it's like a 50-50 chance. Like, the kid can come out with AIDS and or not come out with AIDS. I'm no doctor, not certified yet, but...
Because you're... Yeah, no, shut up. You paint, like, furniture.
Creepy possibility. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's like 50-50 chance. Or it's like a 1/3 chance. You can either give it AIDS, HIV, or nothing.
So it's like a 33% chance?
33.33.33.33.
I don't like that.
Well, it's decimals.
No, I just don't like you.
And you know what?
But yes, very sad death. You see this one, the only other person in the world that like kind of respected him. And that he liked. Also, that just hold the... I'm cold, or I want to go home.
I'm cold, Forrest, hold me. And he's like, okay, bye-bye, and he, like, gives him a hug.
That made me so sad. And I'm also really happy at the end he gave her, like, a crap ton of money.
Oh, the mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. She, yeah. A huge amount. Because he owned the Bubblegum Shrimp Emporium. Yeah,
Did he, like, hand it over to her or something?
I think he either did that or he, like, gave her, like, for example, like, $3 million. And he's like, this is your son's part.
It's literally part of his name.
Yeah, because I'm making part of the company. Like, you're going to be getting a share. So that's how much she got. And then she fainted.
Beautiful. But yeah, Bubba. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Bubba. Well.
What's your number? What? One?
Number one?
Number one.
Number one.
Is that what the Mach Mojo lady does?
No.
No, they don't say their numbers.
No, they're too cool.
Yeah, they're too cool.
No, they do. They go, number one. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Wait, should we have some honorable mentions?
Oh, yeah, if you want to, get some honorable mentions in. My honorable mention is Sleepy Hollow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ichabod?
Yeah. I literally just said the movie. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh.
But there was one part where the tree eats someone, and that part scared the crap out of me. Or there was, like, a horse getting tree eaten.
Ah.
It was weird. I don't know what. Or... it was the dream sequence when he's in that spear place where it's like mummified and they close you in there and all the blood comes out of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That thing gave me nightmares as a kid. That was awesome. Yeah, dude, that's scary. But yeah, that's my honorable mention. You go one. We'll do two each if you want.
I was about to say we do like three.
Or four.
Or five. Or how seven. About that? How about we
one
do,
day every...
How about we do 10?
Okay, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
10.
All right, give me your one then. Hurry up.
You made me forget it, and I hate you so much.
All right, let me think of another one.
What was it?
In God of War, when you kill all of the people from Greek mythology, honorable mentions to all of them. They all got slaughtered.
Honorable mention to most of the Justice League in the recent movie, spoiler alert, Justice League Apocalypse War. It's mad messed up.
Oh, wow.
No, they, like,
you'd
like...
Oh, no, you told me.
You'd like it.
Spoilers, people get, like, their heads ripped off.
And yeah.
Like, yeah.
There was one... I remember one image that stayed in my head was, like, they literally... what's it called? Darkseid Omega Beams...
Catwoman?
No, Aquaman.
In his brain?
No. Half.
Oh, nice.
And you see, like, his guts come out.
Oh, that's super cool.
And then they make Captain Marvel lose his leg, or Shazam loses his leg.
Which one?
I think it's his right leg.
What a noob.
And then they have... There was so... It's just so... Oh, they burn Martian Manhunter alive, but they keep him alive. Strangely. It's just really weird. Oh, my God. And then they torture Batman.
They have to always torture Batman.
And then he becomes Darkseid's new right-hand man.
The Dark Lord of the Night?
Basically, yeah.
Nice.
And then he tells off his own son. He's like, you were basically a bastard.
Get away from me, Dick!
No, Dick's... Dead. Oh, they kill Dick.
Oh, nice.
It is so sad.
Oh, man.
Literally, so there's a parademon, and Damian Wayne's about to get killed. Like, the Robin.
Yeah.
So Dick, like, jumps on behind him.
Ew.
Shut up. Like, that was, but then the monster just grabs him, throws him on the ground, stabs him.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
Lame death.
And yeah, it really was. They really treated him bad. But then Robin takes him to the Lazarus Pit, and now Dick Grayson's crazy as all hell.
Nice. Now he becomes the Joker?
I don't know. He was in a straitjacket, though.
So he becomes the Red Hood.
That's Jason Todd. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is Jason Todd.
So shouts out to everyone in that movie. Well, everyone that died in that movie.
Yeah. Wonder Woman died, right?
No, she became cyberized. They cut her arm off.
Okay.
Replaced it with an robot one.
Robot arm, okay.
And and she also loses an eye.
So she's even hotter now, is what you're trying to say.
Nice. I'm also a little, like, inside that. This was supposed to be how Justice League 2...
Oh, the movie?
The actual one was supposed to be.
Oh, dude, the Snyder Cut. Snyder Cut!
Oh, yeah.
Ready for that.
Oh, yeah. And then in the third one, they'd fix everything. But, yeah, everything goes
back to normal. Yeah, exactly. That's cool. Neato. Another honorable mention would be in, let's see, in Dead Space when Isaac loses his wife.
You're looking at the video games you have on the wall.
Yeah.
Lego Star Wars... And when Qui-Gon dies,
the saddest death possible.
Oh, actually, fine. I'll put that one.
What?
Qui-Gon.
Oh, Qui-Gon is a sad moment, yeah.
It truly is. Duel of Fates, for real. The way Dave Filoni explains it, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
You never heard it, did you?
No.
Yeah, but you should.
I shouldn't. I really shouldn't.
You really should.
I think it would
It would make me not want to like Star Wars.
It'll actually make you realize... He defends The Phantom Menace as one of the best Star Wars movies.
Okay, I like this guy. Because that is my favorite. And if you guys heard it like a while back, we did our top rankings of Star Wars. So go back and check it out, because it's pretty good.
Yeah. Season one.
Season one, bro. Season one's the best season. Just saying.
Oh, because you leave after season one.
I disappear because, what's his name? Thanos snapped me away and I came back.
Oh, yeah. And then I thought my cousin was going to be my co-host, but you know how that ended up.
I mean, you can look at his podcast and see how it ended up.
That's just... I mean,
I'm just saying.
He doesn't support anything I do, so it's fine.
I mean, it's whatever. If you want to listen to the 8th Quarter podcast, you can listen to it whenever you want to, but it basically died. After, I think it was like a year ago, they stopped doing stuff.
Yeah, because I only got like 3 listens. I get a few.
Maybe two.
And I'm really appreciative.
You at least get 25 plus, so at least.
And I really appreciate all of you.
Yeah, I appreciate some of you. Abandon him and come to my podcast. No, I don't care.
But yeah, alright, so yours?
What? Oh, number one?
Last honorable mention.
Last honorable mention.
Oh my god! it's like Post Malone.
Post Malone when he got drunk. Legos.
Legos.
I don't know! I don't have anything, dude. I'm sorry.
Why?
Why? I don't know.
Alright, okay, let's just go to our number one.
Alright, number one. Number one for me is a little movie called Uncut Gems with my boy Sandler the Atom, and he is the pinnacle of me in the future. If you ever see that movie, that's how I'm gonna act and talk and walk and everything he does.
For hindsight, Steven is from New York.
I'm like, hey, what do you want?
He's from New York. He's mad. He's the cheapest dude I've ever met.
No, I'm kind of cheap. I'm not too bad. I had to learn while having a girlfriend and having another person in my life. I had to learn how to be not so cheap. But I was pretty cheap. Just like this guy is. Because all he does is he spends all of his money on gambling. He has an addiction. So it's more of a problem.
Which I can agree. I have that.
Yeah. He loves making bets that he can't win. So that's the thing. Especially with me. Shave your head. So in Adam Sandler, he's an idiot. And in,
I hated the whole
and again,
movie.
The whole movie is very suspenseful. It keeps you on edge. And again, spoilers from now on, so if you don't want to listen to it, just skip to, Henry won't have a time mark, but it'll probably be in like minute 43 or 44. Basically what happens is that he owes money to some bad people, and these people are wanting to get money from him. He has this gem, or this rock, that, what's his face, the basketball player?
Kevin Garnett
wants, and he's like, I need that rock, and he gets the rock. And then he holds on to it, and he's like, and Adam Sandler's like, hey, Garnett, when am I getting my rock back? And the other people are like, yeah, you get it back, man. Don't worry. And his like henchmen or his people that he hangs out with are like, yeah, you get your rock back, you crazy Jew. Don't worry about it. That's what they call him. I'm not being racist or anything. It's just that's what they say in the movie. But yeah, he's ruining his life by cheating on his wife and like messing around with another girl, which is I think her name's like. I forgot her name, but she's neither can confirm nor deny is very nice. And
I'll speak for him. We both thought she was extremely attractive.
I can't neither confirm nor deny. I don't speak for anything.
Do you think Ashley's gonna listen to this?
Maybe.
Oh, that's actually nice.
Maybe not. Actually, I'm gonna tell her not to listen to it.
Like, but then that's going to be like, oh, why don't you want me to listen to it?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to stay, again, neither confirm nor deny. But he's cheating on his wife with that other girl. He gets into some bad business. He tries buying the rock back because he has to sell the rock. It's just a big whole mess. Towards the end, he locks up the people that he owes money to. He places a bet with Garnett on the 2009 game or 2008 game of the...
I think it was actually
2007. Or something like that. I don't know. It was like the Celtics, right?
Yeah, Celtics.
Versus the...
Miami Heat.
And the Celtics win.
Yeah, I mean, they end up losing that series, but yeah.
Yeah, but at least they won the match. And he put all of his money. He's like, I'll go to Vegas and put all that money in there. So then towards the end, he's like, we won. The people get out that are locked up in, and they go, bang, right in his head. And it is a shock factor for nothing. and everybody else tuning in, yeah, we skipped the spoiler, but go watch the movie. That was crazy for me. I was
shaking. Oh, yeah, because for the one time, you're actually like, oh, my God, it's actually going to work out for him. The yeah. one time in this movie, you're not stressed out. You're like, oh, that's
great. Spoilers. And then I don't know where that happens. Yeah.
They so, shoot this man.
Yeah, spoilers. So that's the reason why. But that's my number one. Great movie. Amazing movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
For me, the number one is Han Solo. No. Even you got mad that they killed him.
Killed who?
Han Solo.
Oh, in... I thought you were talking about the movie Han Solo. I was like, what? What did that movie... Solo. I was like...
That was a good movie, actually, but I mean... It was a good movie.
What happened there? It was what? The...
No, spoiler... Yeah, no, I meant Han Solo. Like
in episode 7?
Yeah, when
That's
he
what
died.
You should have said.
Oh, okay. The Star Wars The Force Awakens, episode 7.
Thank you. I was confused.
Why are you so aggressive?
Sorry, go ahead.
But anyways, yeah.
Say that to me.
Ha! I don't like that. Why'd you touch me?
Go ahead. Finish.
But yeah, I feel like Han Solo... I felt everyone's heart, like...
Drop
when that happened.
It was disgusting when he died, dude.
For a second, you're like, is he gonna, like, actually... Oh my God!
Yeah, and I actually cried. I watched that movie... like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
And like at least for the first 4 times I cried every single time on that scene.
Han Solo is the most alpha man alive and he died
and
alpha.
And he hated that series too.
Oh yeah. Oh,
please kill me.
Harrison Ford. Oh, I mean Harrison Ford did want to die since like the beginning of the one.
Yeah, he's like please just kill me just off kill in me. The first one.
He finally did, but at the same time I will say Han Solo has a badass death. One, this man gets stabbed. And your reaction's like, ah, oh my God, or some dumb thing, where you just die. This man opens his eyes, still has the force to put, not get it, force, anyways, to put his hand on his son's cheek and basically says, I forgive you.
Yeah, and then drop.
And then just dies. And then you're just like, it basically proves Han Solo's a better dad than all of us.
Dang. That is true. And a better Boba Fett.
Why do you always do this?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
No, stop. We're recording right now.
Yeah, we're recording right now.
We can't.
But why are you a dick?
You don't have any way to edit this out. So shut your mouth. Boba Fett sucks.
Shut up!
Jango Fett got his throat slit off by some Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, I'm sorry. By the second greatest Jedi like in the galaxy at the time?
Oh, I'm sorry. Like father, like son.
Boba Fett's still alive.
Yeah, right.
Anyways.
If he comes back in season 2, I swear. They're just doing it now for just like, oh, yeah, it's canon. Boba Fett died.
No,
he got eaten by the damn Sarlacc.
Even in Legends content, he lives.
Nobody cares about Legends.
Then why? So make it canon.
There's no point.
I'm going to slap you.
Disney should overwrite it. Kill Boba. Kill Boba Fett off.
You can die. Thanks.
I'm sorry. This is an action-packed.
Hey, episode. Let me change my number one. My number one is now Steven. Now. I'm going to kill him.
Nah, bro. My number one is Pizza Time Podcast. Just cut off the engine. I turn it off. It kills you. And you're like, can't breathe. Pizza Time. It's.
And then Steven just. Remember. It's Pizza Time.
No, I'm not.
But yeah, so Han Solo's death, one, he's been a staple of the Star Wars like mythos since the beginning.
Eh.
Everyone wanted to be Han Solo.
I guess.
Oh, did you want to be Luke Skywalker? Tashi Station.
I would love to be Luke Skywalker.
And never get any poon?
Never. Wait, doesn't he get poon later? In the Legends comic?
In Legends, yeah.
In Legends,
he's married and has a kid.
Yeah, yeah, in Legends.
But, you know, Disney had to make my boy Luke Skywalker mad virgin.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's alone.
He just, he drinks that blue milk.
The green milk.
It was blue.
It was green.
It was blue.
It was green. It blue milk in episode 4 on the island is green.
No, in the island it was still blue.
On the island it was green.
All right, you keep talking.
Google it.
You keep talking.
But yeah, so seeing the hero of most people's childhoods, of adults' childhoods, die in that fashion, just heartbreaking. Yeah, it's green, isn't it?
It's disgusting.
That's green.
No, it's he didn't shake it well. You know when you don't
shake it. What do you mean shake it well?
You know when you don't shake
it. Oh, because you know how to milk a whatever creature that is?
Yeah, look, he knows. Milk, it does a Jedi good.
Why are you Googling this?
Look, got blue milk?
Yeah, that was when he was a young farm boy.
I know. Look, look at this guy. Yeah, you did. You won this. You're the biggest nerd here. Congratulations. Woo, you know what a color is.
Why are you so mean to me? But yeah, so we saw a little bit of our childhood die when Han Solo died. But he died in a very majestic fashion.
I don't think it was very majestic.
I mean, when he lands, I mean, it's going to
be... He doesn't land. You don't see him land.
It's an endless chasm.
Just like Boba Fett. Just keeps going on.
Boba Fett lived.
That's nice. If that makes you sleep at night, go ahead.
Okay.
Just know that Legends is... Disney's taking over.
Yeah, and Disney's going to bring back life. Thanks.
Yeah, but they're going to ex-con whatever they told that
story. Yeah, it's going to be a different story. Yeah, it's fine.
Exactly.
But it's going to be a lie.
He's going to be like, I actually died, but I came and how? I lived.
I came and I lived.
Yeah, exactly. Lawnmowers.
I hate you.
But that's our list. It was a pretty good list, I think. Blue Milk.
I think this was probably the... one of the worst segments we've ever done.
Why? What do you mean? This is a great segment. Yeah. There's comedy. There's...
Comedy. You're just a dick.
There's every... This podcast has everything right now. It has comedy. Comedy. Boobies. Death.
We did talk about boobies for a little
boobs,
bit.
Boobs. Video games. This thing has everything.
What?
Racial, non-racial slurs. We're not racist.
When did we use racial slurs?
We didn't.
When did we... use not racial slurs the whole time.
Never.
Okay.
I'm not Hispanic.
Oh, God.
Are you?
Wait. Oh, yeah. I called you a New Yorker, and that's just disgusting, isn't it?
What'd you say?
Ah!
What'd you say?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was the first time you made me flinch. Yeah, first time I buns. Yeah, that's you if you don't end this podcast.
Anyway, thank you for listening to us. Thanks for sticking around. Maybe Steven will be around for more. Hopefully not. I'm kidding.
Wow.
No, kick me off. You never want to do these anymore.
Kick me off, man. There's no problem.
You hurt my feelings. I didn't kick you. You left me.
I'm sorry. Is there a problem? I want to do bigger and better things. Ahem.
You know what?
Being a little puss.
Don't, okay? And don't forget. And remember. No. Yeah, so again, per usual, Steven, tell them where they can find your disgusting podcast.
Yeah, I'm in the Seventh Quarter Podcast. You guys check me out every Wednesday.
Talk about fantasy football.
We talk about fantasy football. We talk about balls. Whatever you guys like, we basically talk about it. But it's only me and like two other people that actually listen to it. And those are my co-hosts.
Why are you being so mean to his podcast? He tried. Yeah,
if you want to, you can listen to it. It's about a season that has already been over, but you can try and listen it out. But if you really want some somewhat better content, go on to Creepy Pasta Myths, and I read every week there's a story. And if you have your own stories, send them over, and I'll read them. I'm not as much of a douche. I just try to be funny. And my friend knows that. So if I came off wrong to anyone, I'm sorry. We're both comedians. We're just trying to give you relief right now since of all this pandemic and crap. It's just more of humor. And yes. My brother took a big dump today and clogged up the toilet. So I just want to say that too.
Also, by the way, we are literally recording next to the toilet.
Yeah, and somebody just opened the door next to us. So
this is
like
a great time to end this.
Yeah, this is perfect time. Well, Henry, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. I'll talk to you again in about a year.
Perfect. What's that?
So yeah, check out his podcast. Go check out the Fifth Quarter podcast
if you want to. If not, check out the Fifth Quarter podcast. If you don't want it, it's cool.
Here's the thing: in the Fifth Quarter podcast, it's a dead podcast.
That is a totally.
But
dead
I mean,
podcast.
If you want to like randomly surprise my cousin out of nowhere, he's gonna hit me up. Hey, I got like five more views.
Yeah, you can do that, hey. Because no. I know he's not going to listen to this. So
he doesn't. That's the reason why. That really hurts my feelings. But besides that.
But I do. I listen to everything you post. And I tell you every day, hey, post something.
He does.
And
eventually, I will post a solo episode.
And that's the reason why you guys are even getting episodes, because I'm on his booty every single day going, hey, you posting something next week or in 2 weeks? He goes, yeah, I'm posting something. And then 3 months later pass, and then he finally posts something. So thanks to me.
I've been good recently.
Thanks to me, yeah, recently.
Okay. All right, you're right.
But yeah, thanks to me. So yeah, I love you guys. Except the Australians.
Jesus.
I love the Aussies. Ozzy Osbourne.
I love all of you. And remember, it's pizza time. The hell is wrong with you?
We haven't ended the podcast.
I just ended it.
I swear to God, if you talk to me like this one more time, we are through.
No, we are through. Shut the hell up right now. This is the first time I've seen you in a minute. You have to act like a complete dick.
It doesn't mean
No.
You. That makes no sense. How does you see somebody for 1 minute?
We're not going to talk about the expression seeing you in a minute.
Stupid.
You're stupid.
Listen, remember when your girls were round?
They were not round.
They were round.
They were thick.